New tugboats, barges, and crews have been arriving in Port Valdez over the past few weeks. The fleet is the most visible sign of a huge transition taking place in Prince William Sound. Alyeska Pipeline Service Company is bringing on a new contractor responsible for preventing another oil spill like the Exxon Valdez. The switch has drawn a lot of scrutiny and criticism. So Alyeska is trying hard to reassure Alaskans the Sound will be safer from oil spills than ever before. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
It's a picture-perfect day for a media tour in Port Valdez, and the captain of the tugboat I'm on welcomes a small band of reporters and camera crews.
You guys ready to go for a boat ride?
This is the Commander, built by the Louisiana-based company Edison Schwest. This summer, Edison Schwest is taking over a crucial task, preventing and responding to oil spills in Prince William Sound. This tug will help guide oil tankers. But for now, we're just going for a spin.
Commander, service base.
Yeah, be advised we're about to depart service dock. Go observe the terminal.
In all, Edison Schwest is bringing in 9 brand new tugs and 4 new response barges. Barges specifically designed and outfitted to respond to an oil spill. On board one of the barges, Alyeska's Mike Day guides reporters to the oil spill cleanup equipment.
So we'll start at the stern and make our way forward.
Pointing at the underside of the skimmers, a line of fuzzy white discs designed to collect oil, Day explains how they're a big improvement from the old skimmers.
The existing skimmers pick up about 22% oil and about 78% water. These skimmers are roughly twice that efficient.
That theme continued throughout the tour. We were told about upgrade after upgrade, from the tugboat's more powerful engines to the toilets in the living quarters. When it comes to the transition to Edison Schwest, this is the message Alyeska wants to hit home.
It's an improvement. We're roundly convinced that it's an improvement.
There's a reason Alyeska is working so hard to make that case. The contractor that Edison Schwest is replacing, Crowley Marine Services, has had a long, successful history in Prince William Sound. When Alyeska said it was ending its contract with Crowley, it drew a lot of skepticism. Day says that's understandable.
As Alyeska, we knew that this would receive a lot of scrutiny, and we welcome that. So, no, there was no illusion that this was going to be a matter of swapping out some tugboats and some people and continuing business.
Some of the loudest criticism has come from the unions. Crowley's workers are union members. Edison Schwest are not. Don Marcus is president of the International Organization of Masters, Mates, and Pilots.
It's quite frankly a disgrace, so that's how we feel about it.
Marcus brands Edison Schwest as, quote, exceedingly anti-union. It's not clear if the company will hire Crowley workers. Marcus argues that by bringing in crews new to Alaska waters, Edison Schwest is putting Prince William Sound at risk. Alyeska disagrees. It says Edison Schwest captains have decades of experience and that they're undergoing extensive training to prepare for the Sound's conditions. But training is also an issue for another group, the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. Amanda Bauer is president of the council's board, and for over a decade, she's also captained a tour boat in Valdez.
Working on the water and working in the Sound like I do, I don't see a whole lot of the winter weather, but I see enough in the fall to know what it can do and how different it can be and how even, you know, the smallest conditions, even just 6 to 9 foot seas, can sometimes be the worst.
In January, the council asked Alyeska to require Edison Schwest crews to train in all the weather conditions they're expected to operate in. Alyeska flatly rejected this request. It says training in rough weather would put crews in danger unnecessarily. Bauer says this is a big reason why she still has reservations.
There's ways to get rid of the skepticism, but until they do that, and until something is done in some heavy seas, I'm always going to be skeptical of it.
Still, Bauer says she's cautiously optimistic about Edison Schwest's arrival. She says new tugs and barges are a huge investment for Alyeska, and from her perspective, that shows commitment.
So these are our 2 boats that we operate today. And we go primarily out of Valdez, but we go to Whittier across the Sound a few times a week as well.
In a harbor near where Edison Schwest's new tug is docked, Bauer is getting her boats ready for the season, catamarans that seat about 150 tourists. Standing by the captain's seat, Bauer says the visitors come to see glaciers and whales, but also...
every year I think this is the year I'm not going to talk about the Exxon Valdez anymore. It's been 29 years, but it's always the first question that somebody asks when they get on the boat. Where was the Exxon Valdez? What happened? And so we still talk about it. We still, you know, narrate the whole thing. And I don't know if that's ever going to change. I don't know when we'll get away from that.
The lasting memory of the Exxon Valdez disaster is why Alyeska is required to put so much into preventing an oil spill. It's why there are two tugboats guiding every oil tanker. And it's why barges with boom and skimmers are always standing by. And it's why Alaskans like Bauer will be watching very closely when Edison Schuest officially takes over the job on July 1st. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Valdez, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh.